Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The Revoice Conference first came on the scene in 2018 and was held in St. Louis that year. It's a conference that stands for the idea that a person can faithfully affirm both Christian identity and a homosexual identity. Anyone that takes Scripture seriously knows that is not possible. Unfortunately, many in America's churches are confused and have bought into the lie of LGBTQ activists that God made some people gay, and as long as they remained celibate, they could identify as a quote-unquote gay Christian. In 2019, the effort began to seriously push back on that concept with the first God's Voice Conference. Unfortunately, COVID sidelined the 2020 and 2021 God's Voice Conferences, but it's now back. My guest today is Stephen Black. He's the Executive Director of First Stone Ministries and the organizer of the God's Voice Conference. Thanks, Stephen, for being with us.
Thank you, Diane, for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's just start with what's the mission of the First Stone Ministries?
Well, our mission is to offer pastoral care and support group ministry and public education on a biblical worldview on human sexuality and that there is redemption through a submitted life to Jesus Christ as Lord.
Yeah, and I kind of referenced in the intro about the Revoice Conference in 2018, and with your follow-up one the following year to counter that. But, you know, this is 2 years later. Has anything changed as far as the church's confusion about the idea that someone can be homosexual and Christian at the same time?
Well, not from the Revoice perspective, their theology. They've actually dug their heels in. However, we have noticed that they've moved more away from the word queer and queering, which I guess is helpful, because in their first conference, they had communicated that there would be queer treasure in heaven and that there should be queer worship. And so we didn't see that in their last. They just had their conference in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but they have made that anyone to be able to listen to those messages that you have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And so they've kind of put a little bit of a blocking, but their message is still the same, and that is that you can and should embrace a same-sex attracted identity as normative, as something that is God-given, rather than an unnatural affection like Paul communicated to the Romans in Romans chapter 1. And so then from that, they go ahead and take on the terminology that they're LGBTQ and plus sign Christians. So that has remained the same, although they continue to communicate that God's best is that they live a celibate gay Christian existence.
So they're saying, I mean, God's best, we know God's best is, I mean, God created man and woman in the Garden of Eden. Their names were Adam and Eve. So we know what God's best is. But they're saying God's best is someone can still identify as a gay Christian. But they're saying that God's best is that they remain celibate. Are they saying that the ones who act out and claim to be Christian, that that's okay in God's sight too? Is that what they're saying?
No, they wouldn't say that. Okay. They would say that that would be sin.
Okay.
However, how this gets very ambiguous and really very broken is that they continue to communicate in the same kind of terminology as gay activism. So mm-hmm. they're actually calling themselves lesbian Christians and gay Christians and bisexual Christian and even transgender Christian, which is kind of hard to believe because
yeah.
You know, it's pretty clear that transgenderism is mental illness and, mm-hmm. and just utter chaos when God has made it very clear that he's made us in his image, male and female.
Right.
So they really do themselves a disservice in trying to communicate that. And then they call it celibate, but Diane, really, it's about abstaining, which I have to applaud them that they want to abstain from sinful behavior, but you know, being called a true celibacy is usually reserved for a person who is not called to a, you know, strong sexual desire for the opposite sex to enter into the gift of marriage and covenant marriage relating as sexual beings made in God's image. And so they're very disingenuous in the way that they communicate. And that's why we need God's voice and a biblical response to what is happening in that bad theology, but also with this kind of movement linking arms with a tyranny that's taking place against Christian and a really biblically orthodox worldview on human sexuality.
Right. And actually, the title of the God's Voice Conference this year is Biblical Response to LGBTQ Plus Tyranny. And there's no question that there's tyranny when it has been going on as far as the LGBTQ activist. Can't forget the plus, LGBTQ plus activist.
Plus sign actually is very important.
Yeah. As they add to the alphabet and whatever. I guess the plus is supposed to be whatever comes along in the future. But the tyranny's been going on for a long time, but they've become more bold, of course, with the Supreme Court Obergefell decision, which legalized so-called same-sex marriage. But, you know, we see the attacks on Christian business owners, such as Colorado Springs, Jack Phillips. We see Baronelle Stutzman up in, I think it's Washington State or Oregon, the florist up there. And other ones. I mean, right now the Supreme Court's looking at another Colorado case. This is a web designer who does not want to design a website for a so-called, so-called same-sex marriage. That's coming up. So the homosexual couple sued her. So it's ongoing.
There's over a couple of dozen different cases in dealing with wedding issues, photography, floristry. Anything to do with wedding. But the other tyranny that is taking place is the tech companies, social media, censoring of free speech in regard to Christian speech. You had Canada that just passed a really draconian law in January that literally makes what I do in ministry a 5-year criminal felony offense. And so the Equality Act is another movement of tyranny that in the United States that the Democrats want to pass that would make homosexual behavior equal to race and gender. Right. And that will affect banking, insurance, education, employment, housing in every way. And the level of tyranny is going to be completely directed at the church. And so at God's Voice Conference, we're going to be unpacking how that's going to really affect and what the church needs to do in preparation.
Absolutely. I believe the Equality Act has already passed the House.
And the president actually made it a presidential proclamation his first week in office. So all federal agencies are supposed to comply to what they call the Equality Act, which is very not equal at all.
Exactly. It should be called the Inequality Act. Yeah, I know they're changing the 1964 Civil Rights Act, as you said. They're adding sexual orientation and gender identity to that 1964 law, which is very frightening for sure. And it shows, I want to say this, but everyone still doubts the way the November 2020 election was interpreted as to who the winner was. But right. I'm going to say elections have consequences, so does election integrity or lack thereof. And we're suffering under that right now, I believe. So, you know, with the God's Voice Conference, that's going to be May 6th and 7th in Oklahoma City. That's mostly targeting the church, correct? The Christians, as far as how to respond to or even opening the eyes of some Christians who don't get it yet. Is that part of the
purpose? Yeah,
very
educational and opening up eyes for sure, because a lot of people are not understanding how far-reaching this is and how far-reaching that plus sign and the LGBTQ plus sign, because that is the American Psychological Association. The next step is to normalize pedophilia, which they call MAPS and YAPS, minor attractive person, youth attractive person, and the consequences of that, drag queen story hour, indoctrination of children, and the push for transgenderism for elementary school level. So this is very, very big. Big stuff.
Right. And the drag queen story hour should be an eye opener to anyone, any casual onlooker, when you have drag queens coming into a public library to read stories to students or teach them how to twerk or whatever. Anyone should.
Well, and to normalize homosexual behavior in the public school systems from kindergarten all the way up.
Yeah, as they use their tactics, their curriculum and such as that. And unfortunately, too many public school teachers have been indoctrinated into this is part of what they need to do in their teaching lessons. So it's very, very scary. Now, why do you think it is that the church is so confused about the issues of homosexuality and transgenderism? Why is the American church confused?
Well, the church at large has been browbeaten by LGBTQ propaganda that we've been unkind, unloving, hateful, homophobic. And so a lot of people also have connections to people that are gay or living that lifestyle. And so there is a real oppressiveness and fear. It's rooted in fear. And then another part of this is the flip side of fear is the unbelief of not even believing God's word and what's best for people to come out of that. And what the Revoice movement and others have done, even in the Gospel Coalition, the idea that orientation is rarely unchangeable, and so we need to now accept this new terminology called sexual minorities.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of unbelief about the grace of God to make a change and a difference. And so we want to proclaim, you know, first and foremost, the gospel of Jesus has the power to bring transformation, and all the God's voice speakers will be underscoring that.
Yeah, and you yourself are a living testimony of that.
Absolutely, almost 40 years now.
Yeah. American Christians are not biblically literate, and that's a broad brush, but when it comes to what the Bible really says about issues of today and homosexuality and transgenderism, the LGBTQ plus agenda, which there is a definite agenda, the American church is not educated because they don't know, the American church doesn't understand because they don't know what the Bible really says. Because we as American Christians have become complacent, we've become comfortable in our free society. And I think too many still watch the mainstream media and they get the warped view of what the Christian church really says, what the Bible really says about homosexuality, about sin in general. And like you're saying, they're afraid to respond because they will be viewed by the LGBTQ activist or maybe family members or friends as being hateful. And I mean, Jesus was viewed as hateful to some people and when he walked this earth because of his strong stance on what scripture said at that point, the Old Testament said. But he also said that he did not come to destroy the word. You know, you mentioned some examples of the LGBTQ tyranny. And if someone cannot attend the conference, which I strongly urge folks to, if they can at all possible, go to the God's Voice Conference in Oklahoma City, May 6th and 7th. But if they cannot attend, do you have some advice for them if, like, there's a drag queen story hour coming to their local library, or if their child is in a class where the teacher is pushing the normalization of homosexuality? How should a parent or grandparent respond?
They definitely need to get involved. They need to testify. They need to speak their voice about protecting their own family and churches and children. Specifically their children, any child that would be in any way involved in that kind of activity, to speak their voices, but also to rally with local groups and ministries. And, you know, there's several organizations and even legal organizations in our country that are doing a good job at pushing back on this, that this really is a tyrannical way of handling human sexuality in children's minds. It's stealing their innocence. It's bringing such confusion. And so we need to be not afraid to speak up and speak the truth in love and be ready, because they will push back on you and you will receive backlash on this when you start, you know, taking a stand in righteousness. But that's what it means to be loving, is to have bold love, bold truth, where you're not afraid. And when you do that, you can be salt and light, and you will snatch some of these people from the fire. The problem in the church, and one of the biggest things, and what we're seeing, and I'm writing in my next book, is in years of ministry, so many people don't realize what it means to be truly consecrated and saved, truly surrendered to Jesus Christ. And so they have a real poor theology, which is the, you know, kind of like what I call demon faith, you know, the devil's belief. And, of course, the devils believe, and a lot of people believe in historical facts about Jesus, but they've never truly surrendered to him. And so we got to get, honestly, a lot of church folks saved so that they're willing to be, you know, a source of light and love and salt in the world and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be evangelical.
Absolutely. I mean, Jesus called us to be salt and light. And if we are not salt and light, then the darkness will be there and we will not be fulfilling what Jesus wanted us to do, to be, was the salt and light. And we are very much so failing that instruction from the Lord. Who are some of the speakers who are going to be at the God's Conference, God's Voice Conference?
Yeah, Dr. Everett Piper, who is the president of the Wesleyan University in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, good friend, good man. He is an award-winning speaker and author. Dr. Quentin Van Meter, who was a part of the John Hopkins research on trans medicine in the 70s. So he's seen that whole development and knows the history. So his voice is very strong, and he's going to be really revealing the agenda. Dr. Scott Lively, who is probably one of the world's foremost hated men by the LGBT activists and been sued and all the hell he has gone through, and he's going to be giving us some understanding from a legal perspective because he's also a lawyer on the Equality Act. And then Reverend Al Baker is just an excellent authority on the theology concerning the PCA. And see, that's where Revoice came out of.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's the PCA church. And so he's going to be giving us an update. And then our friend at AFA, M.D. Perkins, who just wrote a book called Dangerous Affirmations, and he's the one who brought the exposure in the PCA on the Revoice movement.
Really?
And and there's a new website called A Little Leaven, and an excellent PDF, a white paper on Revoice at afa.net/A Little Leaven. And he'll be speaking on that.
Actually, I just met him last week in Tupelo.
Oh, he's fantastic. Mm-hmm, he's become a dear friend through the In His Image movie project that, you know, that we were in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they'll be there. Denise Schick, also, who had a trans dad, and her story, she'll be sharing. And our Laura Lee Stanlake will be giving a perspective on ministry. Peter LaBarbera is also a culture warrior.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Peter is just awesome, and he's a good friend. He's on the God's Voice Committee, and he'll be giving some history lesson on this LGBT movement and the tyranny. And then yours truly, I'll be speaking about the gospel of Jesus Christ and what makes a difference. And so all tying this together, I think we're going to have a really great conference.
Oh, yeah. I looked at the lineup of speakers and I thought, can I go? And I'm still considering it, but I'm also looking at the price of gas on the gas pumps. You know, it's $4.29 here right now. So,
I know.
Yeah. So how can folks register for the God's Voice Conference May 6th and 7th?
Great question. It's really simple. Just go to godsvoice.us. That's the website, godsvoice.us. Or they can call First Stone Ministries 405-236-HOPE, or what is 236-4673.
Okay.
But 405-236-HOPE.
So, and of course, that's God's Voice without the apostrophe, of course. So, godsvoice.us.
That's right. Yeah, just God's Voice altogether.
.us. Okay, great. Or call 405-236-4673. Yeah, and I want to throw in here that the Early Bird Special ends on April 1st. So any of our listeners who want to get into the, you know, get into the Early Bird Special deal, that ends April 1st. And then that's $85 to April 1st. So godsvoice.us.
Correct. Then it goes up to $99.
Okay, up to $99. Okay, sounds good. How can folks contact you?
Yeah, they can contact me at firststone.org, And there's a contact form there. They just fill that out, and or they can call the office here at, again, 405-236-4673.
Okay, fantastic. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys, because there has to be pushback on those who are trying to say that there's such a thing as a quote-unquote gay Christian. There has to be pushback on that. And I'm thankful that you guys have put the conference together this year, and then again, the first time it was 2019, I think, the first time when you did it. So I appreciate that, because I know it's, I know it takes a lot to put a conference together, but I appreciate your tenacity in doing this and your tenacity in getting the message out that what the Bible says about sexuality is the truth, and that's the way we need to live, period. No compromise. So thanks so much, Stephen, for being with us. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thank you, Diane.
Take care.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.